Have you had time to have an assessment on Bradley and yeah. where to go from here?
He's got a what you would call a grade 2 hamstring strain, which unfortunately for Bradley, he's probably 4 to 6 weeks, which is probably about as long as he's going to get off before he starts back pre-season training. And so that'll be managed through the summer, which lightheartedly, let's say, is not a bad thing from my point of view, that we've got half an eye on Bradley through the summer. That he had a few hamstring issues at the start of the season, he's had one or two at the end of the season, but everything in between he's been pretty fantastic for us. And the challenge for him now is to get his boots on in the Championship and see if he can replicate what he's managed to do in League One. And so it's a big challenge for him and obviously for us next year, but one that we're all looking forward to. And yeah, it's a challenge for Bradley, so I'm sure he'll be very focused through the summer and come back really fit and ready to go.
Knowing the level as you do, the Championship, is he well capable of taking to it?
Yeah, I'm sure he is. It's of course, yeah, we have to see it with our eyes, of course, and, but he has the confidence and the talent to influence games the way he can and drive past people and pick the final pass and score the goals. And yeah, I'm looking forward to for him testing himself really in the environment of the Championship, where they're all, you know, probably a bit stronger, a bit faster, a bit more technical, and that's the challenge for the footballers.
Just been speaking to Jack Payne. He's perhaps not started every game while he's been here, but he's just spoken in glowing terms of how much he's enjoyed his time here. Is he one that you need a conversation with Huddersfield about?
Yeah, I plan Monday, Tuesday to talk to all the players one-on-one and discuss how it's gone, what we can improve on, what we need to do. The lone players, you know, there's conversations to be had with the individuals, but also with their clubs and what their thoughts and plans are. You know, it's Huddersfield's own destination of where they're going to be playing their football hasn't been decided yet. And so I think it's a summer to wait and see, really, you know, regarding Jack as one of the lone players. That, but, you know, I'll let him know how I felt he's done and what he's things he needs to work on and things he needs to help his game. But, you know, he has done really, really well for us. A player I really like, a footballer who can make things happen. Of course, his diminutive size can work against him sometimes, but it can also be a positive that he can nip in and out and play lovely little reverse passes and create opportunities for the team. So, yeah, I'll talk to him on Monday or Tuesday, and then, you know, he'll go back to his parent club, and then we'll see what the summer brings with conversations.
Without wanting to sound derogatory, would you say some of his best performances have come as making an impact when you've brought him on in games, just as much as when you've started him?
Yeah, I think so, and that's, I mean, I've had that conversation with Jack himself. It's without talking out of turn or anything, it's Jack Payne loves football with a real passion. He's desperate to play every minute of every game and be the best player. You know, I've talked to him about, he's probably been the best player in his school, the best player in his district, the best player in his town or city, and for a long, long time. And he's always played because he is so talented. And yet he's come to a level of professional football with this club where I've felt as if it's he's a player who could help us potentially off the bench, change a game, make something happen. By my selections, he's suggesting that I didn't see him as a 90-minute footballer. The challenge for Jack is whether he can accept that or potentially accept that, or whether he is a lad who just wants to play. He wants to be in the team, he wants to be the main man, give me the ball, let me make things happen. And if that's what he, in his mind, is thinking and demanding, then this is probably not the place for him. But we can have that discussion, and I'll discuss it with his club and see where we go.
I think there's 25,000 tickets sold for Saturday, and we're only on Thursday lunchtime, so there's still time to go to sell more. How much should the club be commended for trying their best to get Ewood Park full to capacity this weekend?
I think, you know, Steve Waggett's come in the building now and he's working extremely hard behind the scenes. Straight after this, I'm down there for a 2 or 3 hour meeting with Steve about moving things on and what the plans for the summer, what we do in pre-season, what we're doing at the end of the season, you know, immediately at the end of the season. I know he's putting in, you know, an amazing amount of hours working, and And I'm sure there's a lot of people behind the scenes at Ewood that have put a lot of work into, you know, to try and make Saturday an enjoyable day for everybody. I think the main thing, as it always is the main thing on the grass, the team have to try and perform and win the match and make it an enjoyable day for everybody. But the club are working hard behind the scenes. I think it helps a winning team, of course, on the grass. It always helps in all areas of whether it be marketing or sales or whatever those subsidiary parts of the business that help drive the business are doing well. You know, the better they do, the more money there is to invest in the team on the pitch, and if the team on the pitch is doing well, the more revenue streams are activated, and it creates this upward spiral of success as opposed to what we've been seeing for a while as a downward spiral of no success really. And so at this moment things are on the up. We have to try and use the momentum. I've talked about going to India over the next few weeks and trying to keep that momentum going forward, trying to, so that the fans of our club through the summer see some signings that make them a little bit excited and can't wait for pre-season games to see so-and-so playing in a blue and white shirt. And and, you know, and hopefully the season tickets go well and the support base realise that we're trying to all work hard together and move the club forward. And that's the hope. Let's wait and see. Let's wait and see how it pans out, really. But hopefully the support will be there from the owners again after our conversations in the summer. And the evidence is going to be how we recruit this summer, how strong we look before the season starts. I don't want to get ahead of myself. I've talked. I don't envisage us threatening the top two of the Championship, but I just want the team to be competitive every game and give the fans a team that win, lose or draw, they can see you giving everything to try and get a result on any given Saturday.